Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world, and welcome to Journey into Healing podcast episode number 2. I almost said 3, but it's 2. And we are simultaneously broadcasting on Periscope again, as well as on Blog Talk Radio. So I am so happy everybody is here again. All my peeps are in the house. Welcome in, and thank you so much for supporting me on my journey into healing. And just to get a few things out of the way, if you want to share this out, definitely feel free to share this out either on Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you want to share this out. And what can I say? I'm trying to get this on iTunes. I don't know if it's there yet, but I think after maybe the third show, it will pop up. If not, we'll work on that. Maybe Jamad Kelly, who's in the house, can help me do that later. So anyways, let's get started on episode number 3, okay? And here we go. So my intention for this show is to inspire and awaken all of you to take 100% control and responsibility for your health, getting you focused and moving forward from today's medical paradigm into the realm of wellness, where you are the individual, are the architect of your beliefs, the creator of your health, and the creator of your reality. So this is a place to come where your transformational healing will begin, if it hasn't already. Universal teachings are applied and your thoughts are inspired and awakened. Yay! Thank you for the hearts, everybody, on Periscope. So that being said, I want to hold this place as a sacred place for divine healing and for positive thoughts. So if you're on board, I want to welcome you in. I want to thank all of you for coming back this week to learn about the blueprint to your health. And I really, really appreciate that. So this is basically, the talk is going to be about epigenetics, the study of organisms caused by the modification of gene expression. And Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is one of my all-time favorites, wrote a book called The Biology of Belief. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that book today. And I want to ask you to share this out. I know I already did that again, but if you could do that again, please. These messages are meant for those that stumble across them as divine messages for healing. So if you want to call in and participate in the show today, you can. The number here is 646-564-9633. That's 646-564-9633. It's kind of a tongue twister for me. You will be put into the queue, and when I can, I will try to let you on so you could talk on the show. People on Periscope won't hear you, but the people here on Blog Talk Radio will. So that being said, I want to take this time to create this healing space for all of us to enter in. And I ask for all of you that are here to please participate in joining in with me in creating this healing space. So if you can, I would like you to close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't do that. But if you can, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. I want you to settle in, and I want you to feel the chair beneath you. If you're laying down, feel that behind your back. Feel your feet on the floor, earth and grounding you. You can place your hands on your lap if you choose to. This is just a short little meditation kind of to get you into a healing space. So take a deep breath in and out. And I want you to feel your heart rate slow down, your shoulders relax. Get all the kinks out of your neck. Try and put your spine in perfect alignment to receive the healing. Deep breath in and out. And I'm going to call upon my archangels and everybody's archangels to come set this healing space for us to receive the messages that are meant for us to hear in the space. Take a deep breath in and out. And welcome. Welcome. Welcome in. And I'm so glad you are here. That felt good. Just to close my eyes and get reacquainted. Now, what I wanted to talk about was a little bit about epigenetics and what it's about. So I'm not sure if anybody out there knows what epigenetics is. It's the science of epigenetics, which definitely is what the whole world is talking about. Back in 1970s, I think if I remember back, it was in this book, 75 or something, where Dr. Bruce Lipton stumbled upon in the lab as he was working on genetics and cell mutations at the time. He stumbled upon the science of epigenetics. And what they say is it literally means to control above genetics, okay? And this is the book we're talking about, The Biology of Belief, Dr. Bruce Lipton. He also has a series now out on HayHouse.com that you can join in on the discussion about the biology of belief. I wrote a blog post about it, and it talked about just a little bit. I'll tell you a little bit because some of you do not know what I had written on my blog. So if you want to go to ElizabethSampson.com, you can look up the blog and everything there. But epigenetics really controls the genes in certain circumstances in your life over a period of time. In other words, the genes can be turned off or turned on, and it's really based on your environment, your nutrition, your the environment you live in, your thoughts, your beliefs. Everything takes a part in epigenetics, okay? So it's everywhere. You know, the medications that you use, food that you ate, I already said that, food that you eat, all that stuff plays an important part in your health and the creation of your health, okay? So a little bit in this book, when I say it says it's control, the epigenetics literally means the control above genetics. And for the last decade or so, I think 3 decades now, this research has been studied where the DNA blueprints where they think they're passed down through your genes. And it's not set in concrete at birth. So what they're saying here is that your genes are not your destiny. Okay, as we believed before that all that was set in stone when we were brought here and we were born, that your genetics were set in stone. Certain genetics are your eye color, your hair color, that kind of stuff. But what it's talking about are your environmental influences, including nutrition, stress, emotions. They can modify the genes without changing the basic blueprint. And these modifications, epigeneticists have discovered, can be passed on to future generations as surely as DNA blueprints are passed on. Okay, so what they're saying is, I'll just put this down. What they're saying is, if you have a history of diabetes in your family, or if you have a history of cancer in your family, or a history of some disease, illness or a disease in your family, it does not mean that you will be a victim and you will succumb to that disease or that illness. Now, the studies used to say that you would be a victim. If diabetes ran in your family, you were just going to get diabetes. But what they find out now is it's based on nutrition, your diet, exercise, all that stuff. So if you were to change today the way you ate, the way you thought, the environment that you lived in, you would be changing that genetic makeup inside of you, that DNA that predisposes you to diabetes. You would be changing that. So your future generations would not have that to look forward to. Does that make any sense to anybody out there listening? So from a family of diabetes, it does make sense. Dahlia says yes. Okay, if you come from a family that has diabetes, you need to sit down and you need to look at the nutrition and the way that everybody in the family is eating. Because if your offspring are getting type 2 diabetes because you have it, then you know it's based on the nutrition that you're eating. So when you clean up the nutrition and you clean up the environment, you change your genetic tendencies, your genetic makeup. You're not changing your hair color, you're not changing your eye color, you're not changing those types. But what you are changing is the way that the cells react with the environment. Now, I am not a doctor. I am a registered nurse, but I did not study biology in, you know, other than my background as a nurse. So I am not an expert in this field, but I do know what works for me and what has helped me along my way. So let me tell you a little bit about that. I was diagnosed with high cholesterol, I don't know, 6 years ago or so, 6 or 7 years ago. And I was told that I was a candidate for a heart attack or a stroke. Now, at that time, I was only in my 40s, so I was quite young. I had young children at home, well, not too young, but teenage children at home. And I could not picture myself, somebody who was not obese, somebody that was healthy. I thought I ate healthy. I surely thought I knew how to eat healthy. So that being said, I couldn't understand how I could have high cholesterol. So, of course, the doctor asked you, does anybody in your family have it? Well, of course, my father had it. My brother had it, you know, and my mother did not, but the rest of them did. And, you know, he said, well, let's give you a pill to lower your cholesterol. And I said, wait a minute. I don't want a pill to lower the cholesterol. I want to find out what caused my cholesterol to raise. I thought I ate pretty healthy. Okay. So I talked to my doctor and I said, look, you give me this opportunity to try to help myself, try to help heal myself. and let me research and let me see what I can do. He said, okay, you got 3 months. That's exactly what he said. You've got 3 months, and then we're going to put you on some medication. And I did not want to go on medication because I knew that this is something that I could control. I could do diet, exercise, whatever it needed to be that I could control this. And, of course, reading the biology of belief, I knew that there was more to it than just a pill. Just take a pill to lower your cholesterol. Everybody wants to take the easy way out. And a pill, okay, well, I could take this pill and then I can eat whatever I want. I could eat all the fried foods I want. I can eat whatever I want. Well, that's not me. I wanted to get to the bottom of it. So what I did was I studied, and I studied hard on nutrition, and I realized that even though I thought I was eating a healthy diet, I really wasn't. My diet was laced with a whole bunch of processed foods. And I grew up that way, so I thought, hey, this is okay. My mother was a vegetarian, but there was still processed foods in the house, okay? And she still cooked meat for everybody in the family, so it wasn't like I was ever deprived of anything. But I found out foods that worked for me, and along the way, I realized as I was changing the foods in my diet, I was changing the way my body felt. So I started to follow an anti-inflammatory diet, which is pretty much like a Mediterranean diet. I did not eliminate all animal protein in my diet, but what I'm saying is you have to take this little steps at a time. This is so hard to jump into changing your whole diet all at once, okay? So if you're a diabetic, you're out there and you're listening to this, know that there are things that you can do to lessen the medication that you're taking in hopes in the future is maybe eliminate that. But by all means, you have to follow your doctor's orders and get healthy to the point where you don't need that anymore. And I do advocate listening to your physician. Sometimes we teach them, because they are not taught nutrition in medical school, in-depth nutrition in medical school. It's just something that was not known, okay? And now they're stumbling upon a lot of stuff, and they really know that nutrition is a big key to your health. Nutrition, exercise, the way you think. Last week we did the show on thoughts, okay? So being said that, my diet, I changed up. I started eating a lot of fresh, whole foods. When I mean whole foods, I mean foods that are grown in the garden. You know, I started growing my own produce that I could and get from the farmer's market what I could. I went organic as much as I could. Living in the Northeast here, it's very difficult to do, especially in the wintertime. You're not going to get any fresh produce. But you can pick and choose what you can out of the supermarket here. You can choose some things that are organic over the things that are not. And needless to say, my cholesterol dropped drastically. I should have brought my blood work over here so I could tell you exactly what it went. But anyways, it's a healthy level. It's like 124 total cholesterol, and the ratio is like 3.5 or something. It's low. And the benefit of that is I lost weight. My triglycerides went down. My being a candidate for heart attack or stroke eliminated itself. So it can be done. And we can do this just based on what we eat, our nutrition, what we eat, where we live, how we talk to ourselves, how others talk to us. Putting yourself in perfect alignment, mind, body, and spirit. Nutrition, exercise, thoughts, mind, body, spirit. You can bring about your healing. So that was the beginning of my journey into healing, where I did help myself. My diet has changed over the years. What animal food do I recommend to avoid, says Delia? This is the thing. No one person, none of us, there's, I don't know how many people are on Periscope or on Blog Talk Radio. There are not two of us that are alike out there. And what's good for me may not be good for you. And that's why diets don't work. That's why people can't lose weight on certain diets. People gain weight on certain diets. We're different. You have to listen to your body and what your body needs, okay? So that being said, I was not a person that ate beef because it made me sick. But it may not make you sick, okay? So what I'm saying is, if at all possible, get grass-fed, grass-fed cattle. If you're going to have beef, grass-fed. If you're going to have chickens, make sure that they're grass-fed. When I say this, you are what you ate, okay? You are what you ate. So that means whatever the chicken ate, you eat. Whatever the cow ate, you eat. Whatever the pig ate, you ate. So my diet right now consists of fish. I eat a lot of salmon and ahi tuna, chicken, a very little chicken. I don't eat much chicken anymore, but I did eat a lot of chicken. But that was just me. That's what I liked. That's what my body could tolerate and handle. Now, when you do eat something, you'll know within 20 minutes after you ate how your body feels. So what I ask is that you take notice before you eat how you feel and after you eat how you feel. This is how I know what is good for my body and what is not good for my body. And I back it up with blood work through my physician. So I get my blood work done probably every 3 months to keep on top of it. I like to know what's going on. I want to know what I ate and how it affected me. I'm sure a lot of you can't do that out there, but you do know how you feel inside. You know how your body feels after you've eaten something. You know if you had a bagel this morning, how sluggish you feel later, okay? This is why it's so important to know your body. Okay, and know how you react to things. So that being said, we do have people logging in on the chat room. Look at this, online. Nobody has called in yet. If you do want to call in again, the number is 646-564-9633. If nobody calls in, we'll just go with whatever questions you have on Periscope, and I will look up and see what I can see. But this is where I'm talking about getting yourself in perfect alignment to heal, okay? And I hope you understand that. I hope you understand exactly what I mean when I say that. I know for myself, if I have a morning breakfast that before in the past I would have something that was heavy or, carbohydrate, like if I had a processed cereal or something like that, I would feel terrible. Not even 20 minutes after, I'd feel like I want to fall asleep. So I knew that that wasn't the right thing for me. I know now that dairy is something that I cannot tolerate, and so I do not eat anything that's dairy. But that's okay. I'm not missing anything. I make my own almond milk, and I don't buy things that are processed. So there's really, unless I want to have some blueberries with some almond milk or something like that, there's, I do make myself oatmeal and put all my fruits on it in the morning, whatever, it's up to you. I go out to dinner. I have no problem ordering out at a restaurant and eating just fine. I do fine tune the dishes when I'm out. sometimes ask them to leave off butter and stuff like that because I don't eat that stuff. But, you know, my diet, I cook with coconut oil, extra virgin coconut oil, or extra virgin olive oil. Those are the only two things that I have in my house. You can use avocado oil. You could use different things. It's just what works for you. So that being said, do I have any questions? We only have 4 minutes left of this episode, but I'm sure we can go over a little bit if we had to. If there's any questions out there, please feel free to pop them in over on Periscope. Nobody's called in again, so that's okay. Hopefully, I'm going to take these as I did last time. You too, Dahlia uses coconut oil. Yes, coconut oil. Coconut oil is probably one of the oils that can withstand heat, and it doesn't change the chemical makeup of it. I mean, it goes from a solid to a liquid with the heat, but it doesn't change the properties of the. It doesn't. What's the word I want to say? It doesn't wreck the oil. Like extra virgin olive oil, if you're going to cook in that, it will change it for it. So definitely I use the coconut oil to cook in. So that being said, I'm just going to go through a few little housekeeping tips. So, you know, when I get done with these podcasts and Periscope, they will be placed on my site, elizabethsampson.com. For those of you, I see I have it written up. Hopefully it's not backwards. On Periscope, you'll be able to see it. But it's ElizabethSampson, ElizabethSampson.com. You can go over there and look at radio show for the upcoming radio shows and archive shows for the archive shows. You will see the Periscope as well as the Blog Talk Radio. And next week will be an interview we are doing with the one and only Mary Houston, who is on Periscope at this time. So follow Mary if you're not following her. Mary is a life coach, a spiritual mentor, a meditation teacher, and she helps brilliant and ambitious women figure out exactly who they are and how to show up in the world. So thumbs up for Mary out there. She's there. Just follow her if you're not now. She will be my very first interview for Journey into Healing. So hopefully you'll be able to join us for that. Yay! Jamad Kelly is also going to be interviewed on here. And I think, let's see if I can scroll down here. Jamad will be May 17th. Yes, and he is an intuitive empowerment coach. You're a super fan, Jamad. Thank you. So definitely next week, Mary Houston, please tune in next week, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We will be live with Mary Houston. If you don't know, her website is maryhouston.me. I hope I got that right, Mary. Join us next week for Mary Houston. So thank you, everybody, for joining in, the questions that you had. There's Mary right there. Follow her. And I really appreciate you stopping by. And I want all of you to know that you are the only one that can heal yourself from illness and disease. So I want you to take 100% control of your health and listen to your body. Okay? So take care, everyone. Have a great night, and I will see you soon.